The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Requiring your phone to self-destruct after this. Smartphones are irresistible, but that also goes for the crooks.
In most major cities, anywhere from 30 to 40% of crime these days is the stealing of smartphones.
So, Representative Jose Serrano of New York is sponsoring a bill requiring that smartphones be equipped with a kill switch, so that any thief who steals one ends up with what's called a brick, a phone that can't be used and therefore can't be sold, even on the black market. The wireless industry is reluctant, warning that if bad guys figure out the kill code, they could potentially cut off everybody's phone. But what do you say to someone like Paul Boken of St. Louis, whose daughter Megan was in her car talking to her mom on her smartphone when a robber shot and killed her?
These people had stolen cell phones before. They were taking cell phones and selling them. So the fact that she was on her cell phone is what made her a target.
The two culprits in that case pleaded guilty. But it's gotten so bad that in 2012, 1.6 million Americans were targeted for their smartphones, often violently. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton accused the cell phone companies of greed, pure and simple.
They're making $30, $40, maybe $50 billion a year on the new phone sales.
And yet, even if the kill switch idea works, we all know what will happen, right? The crooks will just find something else to shoot us for. So I'd only suggest that if we have the technology to instantly and reliably and unhackably disable smartphones when they're stolen, could we maybe get at the other problem and get a reliable smart gun so that if it's stolen, it too turns into a brick? We could call that a live switch. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.